Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Main Street UCI, the podcast that talks about all things Disney. I'm Jennifer.
I'm Sam.
I'm David.
And I'm Emily.
Yeah.
Yeah. Today we have some more ideas of things you can do while you're waiting for the Disney parks to reopen.
First up, do some spring cleaning of your Disney collectibles. Your pins, your popcorn buckets, whatever.
Sorry, what was that, Sven? Your pins and your what?
Just be referring to? Find a good way to store your stuff or make room by getting rid of the stuff you don't display or use anymore, and you'll be ready for when you enter the parks again and buy more merch. So how do you guys store your stuff?
Well, this is actually pretty interesting question because I don't have any of my Disney stuff on hand right now. This is sort of irrelevant, but I had to rush all the way home to Sonoma County when all of the shelter in place orders started coming. So I'm basically split between two locations, and a lot of my Disney pins are just being stored on their lanyards right now. And as everybody knows, Disney pins is the main thing that I collect. It's sort of my thing, but I didn't really have a chance to like make anything nicer or preserve anything in a nice way before I just basically yeeted out of my apartment and up the California coast. So I don't have that much to contribute other than that.
Yeah, see, I need a good way to store my pins because they're kind of have some in bags and I have some that are like in a sort of jewelry box kind of thing. But I need like the official good setup that other people have.
I got an answer for you on this.
Okay.
You go down to Michael's and you go to the art area and you go find a blank canvas. And then you paint that canvas whatever your favorite Disney color is, and then you stick all your pins into that sucker.
Oh.
And then you hang it on a wall.
Cool. Yeah. I like that. That's a really good idea.
Or if you don't want to use a canvas, you will see people do cross stitch. And if you do cross stitch, they have these kind of weird oval circular kind of looms. Mm-hmm. Hang a piece of any fabric that you want. Find your most fabulous fabric, stick it on that cross stitch loom, and then hang your put all your pins on that, and then hang the cross stitch frame right onto the wall.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. That's a really good idea because I've seen people use cork boards and stuff like that, but I don't know. I don't want to mess up the pin by jamming it into something that's too hard. So.
Right.
Yeah.
But with a canvas painting thing, it just punches right through the canvas and you can make it whatever color you want, or you can make your own Disney background or like the castle or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's really nice. Cool.
Okay. That's what I'm going to do.
It's a piece of art.
Not a bad idea at all.
You get to organize and store it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I don't really collect Disney things. I just don't buy things. Okay, so I have pins. I have not like the lanyard pins that you guys are talking about, but I collect like just the annual pass holder, like whatever event pins that are passed out now.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. So I just keep those. They're not that many, but I have and then I have my birthday pins and I have a graduation pin. I just have just a little tin tub that I keep them in, which is. That's probably the extent of my collection of things. Mm-hmm. Everything else I pretty much use. Like if it's a mug, obviously I'm using it for something and it's in the cupboard. Mm-hmm. But yeah, other than that, I don't really, my pins have their storage place and that is where they are stored.
Nice.
Wow. All right then. Zen, how are you storing your popcorn buckets during this unprecedented time?
You know what? We have...
Do yours still smell like teriyaki?
No, they finally... It was the...
The curry?
No, they stopped. Yeah,
the curry stops. Excuse me.
No, so we got a bunch of them, and they're in different parts of the house. So we have one area next to our stairs, which kind of has, the strange little platforms that are designed to, if you want to show off your rich vases, instead, what I do is I show off my popcorn bucket up there.
Nice.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
They have little pedestals along the side of it. And I'm like, okay. And it's just I don't have any snotty to put up there. So I'll just put up.
I love so it. That's awesome.
We actually have one area that, so we have one of these little tiny platforms that's dedicated to Disney. So we have my wife's Jack Skellington resin figure, which is about 2 feet tall. We have a Peter Pan figure that we purchased for my daughter, and it has Tinker flying around him. We have so we have all of our Disney stuff on one of these little platforms, and it's just dedicated. That's our little dedicated Disney place. And then on top of it, my daughter has in her bedroom, she has a bookshelf filled with books, but there's some cubby areas, and she has one of hers in that, her popcorn buckets in there. Mm-hmm. And then I think there's got to be one or two popcorn buckets in the closet or something like that, because we just don't have enough room.
Yeah, I've got some on a shelf in somewhere in my house, and that's about it right now.
Uh-huh. Oh, actually, strangely enough, I'm sitting at a desk in my guest room, and I'm looking straight up, and I noticed on the shelf above me, I have the BB-8 drink. Thing. So the BB-8's is like staring at me. He's like, what about me, buddy?
Everywhere.
and then the top, okay, now I'm looking even further. The top shelf has the grenade, thermite grenade, detonator, Coke bottle. Okay, so yeah, our house is like covered with this stuff.
Well, nice. You could then use this newfound time to figure out how to reorganize all your stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's move on from that and talk about food from the Disney parks. Now, we all know that all of us love the food from the Disney parks. We love our Virgin Mint Juleps, our bread bowls, our churros, everything. So if you're like us and you, what? Sorry, I thought I heard somebody do like a French kiss into their microphone, and I stopped for a second. Point aside, if you're missing the food from the Disney parks, try making it yourself. Why not? There are lots of sites that you can visit, just do a little bit of web searching, and they've either developed sort of copycat recipes or different Disney foods, or, and this is a little trade secret, some blogs have collected the actual recipes from Disneyland and Walt Disney World. So we recommend that you check out sites like allears.net. They have a list of Disney World, specifically Disney World recipes, and make your own food and wine festival stuff. This is also unrelated, but no, I'm sorry. It's not unrelated, but this is off of this. You can actually find the churros that they make at the supermarket, though I forget what brand name they are. Maybe someone could refresh my memory.
Tio Pepe's?
Tio Pepe's, yes.
Yeah.
So are there any recipes that you guys want to try from the Disney parks? I'll tell you one
thing.
I would love to make bread bowl soup.
Ooh. Yeah.
Bread bowl soup, bread bowl, like the steak gumbo that Disney has is addicting. And so if there's one thing that I would love to do is really recreate that at home. Sounds like might eat up a few hours of my time that I desperately, desperately need to be eaten up.
Mm-hmm. I'd love
Not the hamburgers.
Not the hamburgers, yes.
No. Or the pepperoni pizza.
No.
Yeah, that flatbread. No, thank you. I think I would do, I have tried this before, actually, I think. They had the recipe for the sauce that they use at the Bengal barbecue. And I'm pretty sure we've made the, I think it's called like chieftain chicken or something like that, that kind of tangy sauce. Uh-huh. So that was pretty good. I'd really want to get the recipe for the gray stuff because it's so good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You raved about that multiple times already. Sure.
I miss it.
Of course.
You know, I'm gonna say the mint julep. You know, you already mentioned it, David, but the thing is that that's not a traditional mint julep.
Right.
Traditional mint julep is closer to mojito than anything else.
Right.
And so that's what I think the mint julep, because it's more like a, I don't know, without Lackabird. It's like a mint fruit cocktail or something like that.
Not right.
Not, not an alcoholic drink. Yeah.
That was what I was thinking too, actually, because I tend to, I love, well, not love. Well, I do love Disney. their drinks are more memorable to me than the food is. So the mint julep was what I was thinking about too, Zen.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It just seems like, it seemed like it would be easy to make and a refreshing drink to make at home just to like chill with. So yeah,
I would indeed go for that too. Yeah, I think that, yeah, it looks to me like, and I'm going to sound like an alcoholic saying this, but the mint julep and the mojito, as you said, Zen, were, are actually very similar. The only difference that I'm seeing is that the mint julep you'd make with bourbon whiskey and the mojito you would make with like Puerto Rican rum.
Oh, interesting. Mm.
So if you were to buy a mint julep from Disneyland, they wouldn't taste like either of those, but they would still be delicious. And I kind of do, now that you mentioned it, want to figure out how to make something like that from home.
And the drinks sound like they would be fun.
Three
to
out
do
of four. All drinks.
Well, definitely nothing from the soup.
You, or what's the Batum of the milk, the blue milk.
The blue milk.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I'm changing my answer. I want to do the Tatooine sunset. I miss that so much. I loved that drink.
Do you know what's so in good that, Jennifer?
It's, I think it's there's some blueberry juice, there's some melon, there's lemonade and iced tea, I think.
Ooh, that sounds good.
It's not, so that's not one of their alcoholic.
No, drinks. It's not. Although I wonder if it might be one of the ones that Walt Disney World does offer as alcoholic, but I don't remember.
Yeah. So. I mean, if you were going to make that alcoholic, I think that that would be so much fun to to make that with the blueberry stuff and like some like what did you say? Lemonade and then some tequila.
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
Make that'd it like a tequila sunrise, but it's a Tatooine sunset.
Yes.
Yes. Same.
I mean, okay. It's not like we're driving anywhere right now, so, you know.
Well, I mean,
okay, so it sounds like we all want to make Disney drinks.
Drinks.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. All right. So finally, our last idea for the day is that now that most gyms are closed and it's rainy and cold in some areas, it's getting more difficult to get a good workout in. Also, when you're like sitting at your computer all day or just sitting on the couch watching TV, you can get a little lazy. So why
just
not
a little
try? Yeah, just a little. So why not try some Disney workout options? You can find old episodes of Mousercise on YouTube or try to teach yourself a parade dance routine, or there's even video games like Just Dance, Disney Party, or Disneyland Adventures that can help you get moving in a fun way. Have you guys seen or tried any of these?
I haven't seen or tried any of them, though I think that my friends who are employees, cast members at the Disney parks, some of whom actually participate in these Disney parades, would sort of scoff at the idea of treating these like a fun exercise routine. But it's not a horrible idea. I don't, I guess I could see myself trying it if I, it depends on how long this quarantine lasts, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That would require me to get out of my pajamas. So absolutely not.
I need to find my Disneyland Adventures somewhere because I forget when it came out. I want to say like 2009, 10, 11, somewhere around there. And at the time, it was such a new thing to be able to use Kinect and be able to, you know, like move your hands and arms and it would reflect that in your actions in the game. And it was really fun to just walk around Disneyland. Like, if you're really curious what Disneyland was like in, like, the mid-2000s, go play that game, and it's kind of like a time capsule in a way.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, that does sound fun.
These are – I haven't done any of these. I would – out of all of these, though, I would probably participate in Just Dance because – that's really fun. I don't own the game though, but just in general, just things would be fun. But I did come across this week that there's this woman on YouTube called a Cosmic Kids Yoga, I think. And she literally, she does yoga for kids. But what's cool is that she's always in, like, she tells a whole story along with like her yoga class. So sometimes she'll be like Elsa in Frozen and goes along with it. And she has like this whole blue or green screen like thing that goes along with the whole class. And I was reading an article about it and she was like, yeah, within the last 2 weeks or something, her viewership shot out of the roof because like everyone was trying to figure out how to get their kids to like, do something.
Right.
But yeah, I just thought that was a cool
idea. Awesome. I like that. That's really cool. All right. So those are our suggestions for this week. Let us know if you have any to add. And we're going to take a quick break. And then we've got some more recommended small shops. So stay tuned.
They're called goals for a reason. There's something to strive for. They require attention. And they need sweat and hard work to achieve. Do you have a career goal? At UCI Division of Continuing Education, we're here to help. With over 60 certificate programs available, we've helped over 250,000 students reach their goals, and we can help you reach yours too. Start today at ce.uci.edu. That's ce.uci.edu.
We're back with some Disney-related small shops that we think are awesome. So first up, we want to recommend one we've mentioned on the show before, Get It Creations. So if you search for Get It Creations Etsy, it should be the first link. Melanie is an amazing artist and she makes the most detailed illustrations of everything from things you'd find in the Disney parks to different movie characters. So once I upgrade my phone, I think I'm going to probably try to grab one from her shop because I keep seeing the amazing designs that she comes up with and everyone, I'm like, oh, I want that one. Oh, I want that one. Oh,
But she doesn't just do phone cases, right? Or is that basically her thing?
It's mostly phone cases, but I think she also does shirts now. I think she's done backpacks before and probably some other stuff. But I always kind of zero in on the phone cases because I'm always like, oh, why didn't I grab that one while it was still available?
You know? Well,
so they sell out fast.
Yeah. Hashtag jump FOMO.
So are we doing recommendations overall?
Yes, I
have a recommendation. Everyone come over to Zen's garage. Okay, and I'll tell you why. So I moved recently. And, well, not so recently anymore. I'm getting close to a year. It's like month 9. And I'm looking at my garage. And I'm, like, looking at all the boxes in there. I'm like, what is in all these boxes? Because we've been living 9 months without these boxes. So I got in there. And actually, it was specifically last night. And I was looking for something completely else. But in the process, all these Disney things came out of my garage. Here is just what I found last night. I found two menus from Blue Bayou.
Oh,
I have no idea from when. Yeah, I got two. You want one, Jen?
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to keep going and frame one. The second one is I found multiple bags from the Pirates of the Caribbean. Those are the bags that I got at Comic-Con. So the thing is they have, and I actually think it was for two separate movies. I found a promo pamphlet that was designed for Comic-Con to promote Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull.
Ooh,
and nice. last of all, I found these etched pieces of glass that are like little things that you hang. I mean, you put on like a bookshelf that are about 4 inches by 4 inches by 3/4 inch clear glass. But etched into them is Winnie the Pooh. The second one was Tigger, and the third one was Piglet.
Wow.
So this is just like an hour search for something else, and that's what came out. Imagine what would happen if I started searching for the rest of my Disney stuff.
You could do like, what was that auction thing that happened a couple of years ago? You could do your own.
I could do my own auction. Yeah, just think Blue Bayou menus and all that type of stuff. So yeah. Come on down to Zen's Collectible Garage.
Wow. Zen, in the very best possible way, you are embracing grandpa vibes here.
I am.
Wow.
So I'm going to go entirely off brand from what I assume that people think about me from what I've said on this podcast and go ahead and recommend a bracelet company called Lillian and Company. Now, this little shop makes bracelets basically with inspirational quotes on them, most of them from Walt Disney. It was actually aptly named after Walt Disney's wife, Lillian. Mm-hmm. And they sell these cute little bracelets and necklaces for, just gold, silver. They're pretty reasonable prices. They range anywhere from $30 to about $60, depending on what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. So if you are looking for a piece of jewelry or just something to brighten your day, go ahead and browse them. They're just at lillianandco.com.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds nice. Sounds like a good gift for someone, too.
Yes, a good gift for a spouse or a friend or a girlfriend or whatnot.
Yes, like here, we spent so much time away. This is for you. Okay, sorry. I was searching for my shop.
Thank you for putting up with my social distance, honey. Here's a bracelet.
Okay, the shop I wanted to recommend is called 999, just three number nines, Spyglass. So you can either search them on Etsy or just straight up on Google. And she's also on Instagram. Same handle.
999 Spyglass?
Yes.
It's a cool, it sounds mysterious.
Yeah.
It sounds like evil upside down.
Yeah. I was going to say not to be confused with 666 Spyglass. Right?
Yes. She's based in Baltimore. But what her product is, she calls them dad hats. They're dad hats. They're just like baseball caps. But what she does is she embroiders them, and they're like, she can do like custom made to order, or there's just a whole collection of different types of like little images that she'll do. And they're super cute. Cause I'm like, everything that I typically will gravitate towards, it's like very minimal or like minimalistic. So this is totally up my alley, and I need a new hat. So I've been like scrolling through a feed, nice. But they're super cute. Like she has a Baby Yoda one. She has like just a little like Mickey chocolate covered ice cream that's like half bitten. They're just like really cute. Detailed and very cute. There's one that's like just the Pixar lamp, but very cute. $25 free delivery.
Oh,
check her out.
Nice.
Well, someone says free delivery, you get David's attention.
Yeah,
I know, right? Especially right now, it's like, you know, any stores that can do free delivery, like, good times.
Yes, shout outs.
All right, so that does it for this episode of Main Street UCI. Thanks for joining us today, and we hope you stay safe and healthy. If you enjoyed our show and want to hear more, check out our previous episodes at ce.uci.edu/podcast.
Yes, we have a healthy backlog for you to fill your time with while you're stuck in quarantine. And if you're just browsing around on your phone or the internet, go ahead and check us out on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, all of those platforms where you're at Main Street UCI. And while you're there, give us a like, give us a follow, send us your questions, requests, suggestions, and your messages, because we love to hear from every single one of you.
And thanks again to our sponsor, the University of California, Irvine.